Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Happy Wednesday. Coming to you once again from Angie Inspires. This is Angie calling in, and today we have an amazing speaker. Super excited that I'll be having Tan on today's show, and just beyond excited to just share with you guys all the amazing things that she's doing. Tan is a life coach, and she's just a motivational speaker. She's just a beautiful woman who's helping to empower other women through a healthy lifestyle and just raw conversations. Tan is, you know, currently a grandmother, which is just amazing to hear, just what amazing things that God can do, you know, through us. And she's definitely enjoying her grandkids. She has raised 3 kids of her own. So I just wanted to share a little bit about her. And, you know, her focus on coaching is on relationships and just practical and simple building and authentic relationships with children and with her children and her spouse. So just beyond excited to be sharing on today's call. So we're just going to wait on Tan a little bit and, you know, just pondering upon these weeks. You know, I know that, I don't know if what changes have occurred in your life or if you listen to all the past shows, but definitely, you know, for me, I'll share just so many insights have been going on and just so many new changes. I am in the midst of launching my JJA collection again, and I'm just excited about that. I had to take a little bit of time off, you know, but I think it's definitely time to jump back in with the new collection, as well as, you know, launching my coaching, and just excited about that as well, that I'll be helping more women in a greater spectrum. So I'm just excited to share. And also, I just want to welcome Tan. So Tan, are you on the line?
I am. Thank you.
Hi, welcome. So
hi.
Just sharing with our audience a little bit about you, you know, that you're a motivational coach. But we just want to hear from you. I just want to say, first of all, thank you for joining us, and just thank you overall for saying yes. And if you don't mind sharing a little bit about you.
Great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you for even having me on here and considering me to be a part of this amazing podcast that you started. I'm truly grateful for that. A little bit about myself. I am a woman first. I acknowledge myself as a woman first, and then I have 3 amazing grandchildren, 3 amazing children. I have a husband, and I have a love and a purpose in this life to empower women and evoke change in women.
Wow.
So, yeah. Thank you.
I always like to start off my shows with a prayer. Is that okay with you?
Yes.
So I just come before you, Father God, and I just thank you, Father, for just, you know, just allowing Tan to come and just say yes to our audience, Father. We know that you're going to use this for a greater purpose. We thank you, and may the sound of our voice just eradicate change within people's lives. We thank you for our lives, Father God, and our children's lives. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
So I always like to just share a little bit with my audience, and I like to start off with, you know, how do you identify yourself as a dreamer, as an influencer, as a catalyst, or as a visionary?
That's a good question. I thought about it, and I would have to identify myself as a catalyst. And the reason I would say catalyst is, I've looked it up and I've gotten a definition of it, and it actually sounds just like what I do. So I'll read it to you. When I looked up catalyst, it literally said a person whose talk, enthusiasm, or energy causes others to be more friendly, enthusiastic, or energetic. So
wow.
I definitely identify as a catalyst. I am a creator of change. I am the jolt in your chain, if you will. And it goes right in line with the name of my business, which is 10. It is Take Action Now. So definitely just, you know, just causing people to just really look at where they are and just make change, like create that change in your life, like right now, like let's take action. Let's get moving. Let's do what we need to do right now in this moment.
Wow. I could definitely, I know when I think about you, that I think that is the first thing. You are definitely a change maker. You definitely bring out something within people that I see that is just so amazing. And I see that and it's just like, wow, like you're just a spark of life. Like,
you're just
smile and just the way that you are. And it's like, I could see how much goodness you bring to people's lives. So I could definitely see the catalyst in you. So, I wanted to continue and I wanted to just say, I know that you've been life coaching. Can you tell us a little bit about your coaching?
Sure. So I do one-on-one coaching for women. I also do motivational talks and I do groups. I did for many years, I did women's empowerment groups. I used to do it at a club, like a little nutrition club. And then I started doing it actually in a park locally.
Wow.
So I've done that, and it has evolved into doing one-on-one coaching. I've done a lot of group coaching, but one-on-one coaching is also a love of mine, being able to just have that space with another woman and allow her to be able to share in a environment that is judgment-free, that feels safe for her. Because we're here for other people. We definitely believe we are here to service other people. And being able to just coach other women and allow them to share from what's going on in their heart and give them some steps and some, you know, some action steps, motivated talks, whatever that may be, that's going to get them moving in their life to do what they need to do. Sometimes we just don't know what to do. So if we can share with somebody else who can just get us going, it's just one of the most things that I love, absolutely love it. So, yeah, I have clients that don't even live in the state of California who call me, and we do one-on-one coaching. So, yeah, I'm excited about that. It's truly something that, you know, I'm thankful for.
I think you have put in such beautiful words how, you know, your talks that you do and your motivational, your coaching and everything, like it's true. Like I see that where it's like a lot of people, they don't even know what or where to start or what they even want out of life. And just having someone come alongside them. And like, I see it so much within people around me. It's just like, wow, like you're so gifted in this area. And, but people just need that. Sometimes they need an outside perspective and you're just so good about bringing that out of them. So,
thank you.
is this your why behind it, though, would you say? Or what is your why behind helping people?
Well, you know what? I've always had a love for empowerment and inspiration. I mean, from very, very young, I didn't know then that I had a gift. But looking back, just my mom would always put me, I was always the voice. So she, I mean, even being a woman, she would be like, just go talk to them. Just go tell them. And I would be young. Like, I'd be like, sometimes I can remember even being 7, you know, and she's like, just go talk to them because they'll listen to you. And so from a very early age, I just, you know, I was that mouthpiece, if you will. And it's fine. You know, it's fine. It developed early. I remember watching a video and they were saying, if you have a problem finding what your passion is, kind of look back in your life and look at what you were doing when you were like around 7 or 8. And I'm like, whoa,
oh my God.
I truly was doing that. Yeah. So, I mean, from that, it just led to being a peer counselor in high school. So literally, I mean, even back in the 80s, we had people who, you know, who couldn't talk to friends, you know, and peers. And so they had an open invitation for people to, students to be able to be peer counselors for other students, because then we were relatable on the same level. And I applied, and I was chosen to be a peer counselor for a lot of students. And I've even had, like, you know, one of my high school friends reach out and say that, you know, I remember during that time when, you know, I was thinking about suicide, and I remember the conversation we had and how you just, you talked to me. And it, you know, I was like, wow, it just caused me to remember that. Like, wow. So even, you know, peer counseling, and then I, you know, I went to San Diego State for psychology. I did not finish because ironically, my dad called me one night and he was like, you know, this has happened with your sister, not to give a lot of information, but this is what's going on. And she doesn't want to talk to anyone. And the only person she said she'll talk to is you. And I was literally in, I was at SDSU with my first semester of my first year. I had landed a job at Marshall's, and I literally dropped everything, literally quit my job, dropped out of school, flew to Colorado the next day on a red eye to save my sister, pretty much, literally coach her out of a crisis.
Oh, my God.
And there it went, you know what I mean? And so I've known for quite some time that, you know, this is something that I obviously am supposed to be doing on this planet. And just looking back, I'm like, you know what? San Diego State is still there, but guess what? So is my sister, you know? And and I'm very thankful for that. I'm very thankful for that. So, yeah, it's absolutely a love of mine. It's the things that keep me awake at night that I know are what I'm supposed to be doing, and empowerment and motivation, and just seeing women win at whatever they're doing. It keeps me awake at night.
Wow. That is, it's just so beautifully said how you said that. And I just want to back that up where just today I was having a conversation with my cousin and we were talking about how just something that happened in her life, and it was just such a blessing to her sister. And I said, you know, like the conversation that we're having today literally wouldn't have happened if God wouldn't have saved my life. Mm-hmm. And I had to have others speak into my life that, looking back now, it's like we wouldn't be having this conversation, because there was so many times I wanted to take my life. And there was people that came alongside me that helped me through that, and that had that voice just like you, that were able to help me, and I become the person that I am today. And I can look back now, and now I can say, now I can help others. But just to hear what happened to you, and that impact of what happened to your sister, it caused something within you that it seems to me like it pulled something out of you. We're like, wow, I can do this for so many more people, that
it
was kind of like a blessing in disguise. Like sometimes we don't see that. It's like, well, how could that be a blessing? But in reality, it's like, not only did you save her life, but now you're saving the lives of so many other women.
Absolutely.
And that is just.
And I don't take it for granted. I don't. I mean, I definitely know it's a God thing. It's a God thing. You know, because even when I see women on the street, you know, it's like even this evening, my daughter and I were going somewhere, and there was these two young girls, and I don't think they were no more than 15, but you could tell that they were put on the street by, you know, for lack of better words, a pimp, you know, and it just broke my heart. And I looked at them and I was like, oh my God, they're babies, you know, and I literally told my daughter, I go, I just want to scoop them up. I just want to scoop them up and just put them in the car, you know, and just save them from that, you know? And so it's definitely, it's definitely where my heart is. It's definitely where my heart is. Yeah.
I get you. I hear you right there. So I wanted to go on to the next question and just ask, what do you see as your greatest asset in helping women?
I would have to say my greatest asset would be experience, my experience and my compassion for others, especially women. I've been a lot of places. I've experienced heartache, and I've experienced divorce a few times, and I've experienced, you know, just lots of things that most women are like, you know, I'm going to tap out. I can't do it, you know. And I've raised three children, and I have three grandchildren now, and a lot of people don't believe that I'm a grandmother, but I am. But I come with a lot of experience, and I say it very humbly.
Wow.
but I've had the blessings in my life to have traveled, and I've lived in another country and met people from many, many walks of life. And I've had people that I don't even know come to me and say, I don't know what it is about you, but I feel like I can just share my life with you, you know? And so
wow.
I've had the opportunity to talk to several people on several different levels from several different backgrounds. So yeah, I would have to say my greatest asset would be experience for sure. And then of course, like I said, with compassion.
Mm-hmm. I laughed because I thought I was the only one. I'll be in the airport and people are telling me their whole entire life story with the trauma.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God. That's mm-hmm. why I chuckled because I'm like, oh my God. That happens
right.
to me so much. People just lay their entire lives. And I think
mm-hmm.
that in itself is a gift because it is a gift of compassion from what I see.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it's so beautiful to see that. And I see
mm-hmm.
it as a way of God using me. And
yes.
I think that it's just beautiful how that happens. But then also you shared about experience, and you know, there's so many people that they want to start things. It's like they want to do this, but they feel like they don't have the experience. And
experience,
just what you
yeah.
said, it's like your experience in life, like all the things that you have been
mm-hmm.
through, like all those
mm-hmm.
experiences, like whatever it is. I mean, I remember working at a shoe store when I was a teenager
mm-hmm.
and I used that experience in other areas of my life. So it's like we all have experiences that can catapult us into that next
mm-hmm.
area, that to that next thing that we want to do. And
yes.
I think your experience, like good or bad, it helps us. And it shapes
oh,
us.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's just so awesome.
It sounds crazy, but it qualifies you, you know? It qualifies you.
It does.
I used to think, who would listen to me? I've been divorced, you know, this. And that's exactly why someone would listen to you, because you've experienced
yeah.
it, you know? And so you can speak
wow.
to that, you know? And at the end of the day, I just believe, Angie, that your gift makes room for you. It just makes room for you. And
wow.
if God has blessed you with the gift, he's going to make sure, you know, if he's giving you a gift, he's definitely going to give you the provision to carry it out.
Wow. You just said it so beautifully, and it just struck me in the heart right there. It's just like, it's just so beautifully said. Oh, I wanted to ask you, how important is it for you to see women become more of who they are?
Oh, goodness. Huge. It's huge. To see a woman who has something that she has to offer the world but hasn't yet walked into that confidence or that ability to just do it and do it with everything she has, like being able to just coach someone into something like that is like the greatest thing. The name of my business is Tan Coaching. And Tan, I was born Tanya legally. It got shortened about
okay.
7 years ago just from coaching. People just started calling me Tan. But what people don't know is there was a young lady who had an issue going on, and we had a meeting. I used to be a part of an MLM. We were having a meeting, and she called, and somebody at the table she was talking to, and they said, I don't even know how to handle this. And they said, you know what, maybe Tan can talk to you. And they handed the phone off to me. Now, looking back in retrospect, I'm like, that was all God. But I just was like,
wow.
Okay, she handed the phone off to me. I got up from the table, went outside. I remember it like it's yesterday. Started talking to her just from the heart, listening to her, just letting her share and just talking. And didn't know that what happened is she took a whiteboard in her house and wrote Tan. And people were like, what is that on your board? And she said, well, there's this woman in my life. Her name is Tan. And every time I think about her, it causes me to get into action. So that for me means take action now. And
oh, my God. Wow.
Forever was the beginning of my business name, which is Take Action Now Coaching. And so Stacy, wow. I mean, if you're out there listening, she knows she's who named my business. And, you know, just being able to help her through whatever she was going through and to get her to get her life into action. I'll just say she started her own business like 6 years ago.
Wow.
Because I literally helped her, you know, and I mean, even up until to date, you know, I've helped a woman start a teen empowerment group. She's written a book since then. She actually mentioned me. I'm the first person she mentions in the book. So just being able to see women walk in their power, like, it gives me so much joy, like, because there's so much power that we carry. There's so much, we have so much strength, you know, we have so much knowledge, and we have an intuitive, you know, connection to God like no other person on the planet. I just believe women we have that intuitive connection. And being able to see a woman walk in her God-given power and what she's purposed here on earth to do, it's so important to me. It's just so important to me.
Oh, my God.
I know how it feels. Oh. Yeah, I have full-body chills.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm getting chills as you're talking because literally hearing you say for women to walk in their power, it's just like, God, it brings, I could feel chills, and I could feel. Feel like, God, I remember, like, just about, like, I'm just getting truthful right here, where years ago, like, I was just so torn up, and I would just ask God, I just want to feel the power within me again. And I prayed, and once it happened, it was kind of like, boom, like, Angie came out, and it was just like, like, you can't stop me, and there was, like, this force within me that it was just like, I don't think you understand, like, I'm a force to be reckoned, like, you can't, like, mess with me, you can't stop me, and it was just like,
absolutely.
I don't think you understand, like, I might be small, but I am unstoppable, like,
right,
like, you might stop me for a second, but I will keep going, and it was just like, when you said that, it's like, God, it was just like, I can literally feel the power of God within me. And I was just like, thank you, God. Thank you that I'm able to experience this, because now I know how to bring it forth and help other women. And it was just like, wow, like, that was just so beautiful the way you said that. Thank you so much for sharing that story. So I just wanted to just end with this last question. I just want to know, I know that you talk about being raw and authentic, and that's just important to you, but why is it so important for you, and how can this help our audience today?
Okay. So being vulnerable and raw means we have to remove our mask. You know, I mean, to some point, we all wear a mask in some area of our life, whether it be for protection, whether it be for fear, things that, you know, we've mustered up in our minds, which, of course, you know, we get to let go of that. So when we can remove our mask and we can actually begin to heal in our lives. So it's impossible to show up with a mask on and expect that someone's going to meet you where they are and you're going to get the healing you need. It's like saying, my back hurts, but really your arm is hurting. So you go to the doctor and you say, my back hurts, and they treat you for your back issue, but really what's hurting is your arm. So if you know, the only way we as women can really heal is we've got to be open, authentic, and raw with our arms open wide and saying, you know what, here I am. This is all I have to offer, but this is who I am. Because when you do that, you create the space for so many women around you to say, hey, it's safe enough for me to also take my mask off and tell you where I've missed it, where I've fallen short, where I may not have showed up where I should have showed up. And so being able to do that creates a space for other women to heal. And we can be relatable to other women when you can just take your mask off and the other woman can say, you mean I don't have to fake and shake and be this other person? I can actually remove my mask and you're still going to love me? Like, that is like, I mean, that's like the ultimate for me. That's raw. That's authentic. That's like vulnerable. That's where you grow. That's where your healing is, because you can't heal if you don't remove your mask. You're never really showing who you are. So it's just very important that, you know, we have to be that raw, authentic, open person who's ready to see, because once you're open, you are open to receive. A closed fist can't receive anything. So you have to be able to open to receive.
That is just so beautifully said. And, you know, for people that have never heard about coaching, this is what coaching is. This is what mentoring is. And this is where you are so good at that. And it's like for people that have never experienced coaching, like this is a great opportunity for you guys to jump on and say, Tan, I need coaching. Because you're coming from a place of authenticity where it's just like, hey, like I have messed up. Like I am, I am so much more vulnerable in my life because I have realized that I myself wore a mask so well. I was literally a personal trainer and I looked amazing. And I had so many people like within the streets everywhere stop me because I looked so good. And I hid behind that mask that I looked great, that people didn't realize that I was horribly broken inside. And it was that authenticity that and that rawness that once I started to receive that from others and they shared who they were, that I was able to come out and reveal everything that was underneath.
Yeah. So you created space.
So much healing to me. I did. I had so much healing. And, you know, it was just, it was so beautiful to have that. It was, you know, definitely eye-opening, but the mask has come off and I'm just me now.
Yes, absolutely.
God, this has just blown my mind today. It's just been amazing talking to you. And as we come to a close, I just, if you have just one last thing to say, and then also your social media links, like how can we get a hold of you?
Okay. So thank you all for tuning in. I really appreciate it. If you want to reach out to me, you can directly email me at takeactionnow@tancoaching.com. You can also find me on Instagram at Trill Mixed Chick. That's Trill Mixed, M-I-X-E-D, Chick. I'm also on Twitter at Take Action Tan. But, you know, thank you so much. I'm open to, you know, motivational talks, inspirational talks, pop-ups, one-on-one coaching. Hey, whatever you're looking for, if it's in the area of coaching and uplifting and supporting, I'm there for you.
Wow. Thank you so much once again for sharing with our audience. And thank you for being so raw today.
And thank you.
I know that this is going to just touch so many women's lives. And I just pray for the best for you. I pray that more doors and opportunities open up for you. And I just thank you for our friendship, too. So thank you for being on today's show.
Thank you.
Signing out now.
Okay.
Yes, and may you have a wonderful week, and you know, and share. So we'll be sharing this and sharing it in our social media. So stay tuned, everyone, and just saying thank you today and signing out. Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye.